This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, agriculture is known for its innovation. It's about finding new uses for the things we produce and finding ways to use more of our byproducts and cast-offs more efficiently so we can cut down on product waste. It's in that spirit that we're hearing about a breakthrough in which cast-offs and subpar leftovers from watermelon are being turned into plastic. We'll hear more about this next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soy Checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
A company in Indiana called AgroRenew is behind the practice of converting substandard watermelon that is rejected for food use and also some of the waste from watermelon into plastic. Brian Southern is a co-founder of the company. He talks about their breakthrough.
So we're taking watermelon waste and reducing it down into a micron dust and blending it with some other bio sources to form a resin polymer that can then be used to make various types of plastics.
Not only are the plastics durable, but they're also biodegradable. That means when it's time to discard products made from this watermelon plastic, the substance breaks down completely in the soil with no harmful remains.
The uniqueness about this is that this plastic is 100% biodegradable. Everything gets decomposed and goes back into the soil, including replacing nutrients in the soil. So very unique from that perspective.
Southern said that the watermelon producers in the state were concerned about how much food was going to waste because of melons that were not meeting food quality standards. The plastic gives these less than desirable melons a second chance to be useful.
And we're talking to them about the amount of food waste they have every year and the crops that they don't sell or they don't pass their quality. And the number is just staggering. It's, you know, approximately 100 million pounds a year. And we're like, there's got to be something better we can do with that. And so we started to research my wife, Katie, who's a food scientist, and myself, who is a processing engineer, looking at what are some other ways that we could utilize this biosource.
Brian and his business partner and wife, Katie, took their knowledge of food science and plastics engineering to develop the new product.
We kind of started to experiment and was able to determine that, yes, we could use portions of the chemical properties of a watermelon to create a resin polymer that is 100% biodegradable.
Not only are watermelons being used for the plastics, but the Southerns are also finding success using cantaloupes and pumpkins as well. This will even further reduce the amount of food waste from those products as well. It's also encouraging to maybe find other foods that will fit into this project. Of course, you can't do this in just a small space, and construction plans are being made for their $83 million, 92,000 square foot facility to be built.
We should have most of that completed by the end of this year with a target of sometime in March breaking ground. They're estimating about a 10-month build-out for the plant. You know, the first phase, approximately 106,000 square feet, with a second phase of adding another 92,000 square feet of just production facilities.
The plant is scheduled to come online in 2026. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.